Okay, today is Daf Lamed Ches. We are actually a little bit behind. We're on Lamed Zayin number Beis, right by the Gemara where the Gemara starts. We'll review the Mishnah very quickly. There really isn't the main action on this today's Daf is on Lamed Ches Lamed Beis. So till Lamed Ches Lamed Beis, we're pretty much just going to move, get past through the Daf, and on Lamed Beis, we got a lot to say. Says the Mishnah, Eved Shenishba. If an Eved was captured, Upidau, and then he was redeemed. Who redeemed him? A Jew. Your neighbor redeemed him. So im l'shum eved, if he redeemed him for the sake of remaining an eved, then yishtabe, he remains an eved. Im l'shum ben chorid, if he did it to free the guy, then lo yishtabe, then he's not an eved. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel omer, ben kach u ben kach, no matter what the intentions were of the one who redeemed, yishtabe, he remains an eved. Why? The Gemara will explain. The Maya Skinim. What's going on here? What is going on here in this Mishnah? Ilei malifnei yeyush, if it's before the owner of the Eved gave up, the Eved's property. His property. Right? The Eved is the property of the master. There's a few differences. The differences are, he's put into a mikvah, and he has to do mitzvahs like a woman. Like mitzvahs ki'isha. All mitzvahs lo saseh, and all mitzvahs saseh, shalo asman grama. Like tzedakah, or whatever. But he doesn't have to shake a lulav, he doesn't have to sit in a sukkah, just like an isha. But, otherwise, he's property. We're going to have today, an Amud Beis, l'olam b'em tavodu. In normal cases, you're not allowed to free him. Why are you freeing him here? So, you're allowed to free him to make his life better. In other words, you don't want him to stay with Goyim. He's been captured by Goyim. To stay with Goyim, that's a bad situation. So for that, you can free him. The purpose of we're going to get to it. L'olam b'tavodu, the mitzvah to keep the eved as an eved, might not apply if there's other factors going on, such as getting him away from bad scenes, getting him away from goyim. So again, ma'aski ilam l'fnei yeyush. If it's before yeyush, then l'shum ben chorin amay lo yishtaber. So the guy frees him with the intention of freeing him. Who cares what his intention is? The owner never gave up hope. The property goes back to the owner. And Elo, therefore, what? La'acha Yesh. So it's after Yesh. And the owner gave, there's no way I'm going to get back. He gave up hope. Then, then why, if he redeemed him with the intention of putting him back as an Eved, why does he go back as an Eved? It's after Yesh. So the Gemara says, Amar Abaya, Abaya says, you know what's going on here? La'olam lefnei Yesh. Really, it's before Yesh. U'l'shum Eved yishtabed l'rabba Rishon. If he redeems him with the intent of sending him back to the first master, he goes back to the first master. L'shum ben chorin, but if he redeems him for the intention of being a ben chorin, then lo yishtabed lo l'rabo rishon v'lo l'rabo sheni. He doesn't go back to either one. Now l'rabo sheni, lo, that's obvious. D'hal l'shem ben chorin perkua. He redeemed him to make him be free. So of course he doesn't go to the second one. But l'rabo rishon nami lo, he doesn't even go back to the first one. Why not? Dilma, maybe, mimni velo pirki. People will refrain and not want to free avadim. It's a little difficult to understand why that should be. People would want to redeem the Eved from the guy only if he's going to be a free man. But to send him back to being an Eved for some other guy, why should I redeem him? Why should I redeem this Eved? He should be an Eved to my neighbor. Why should I let him do it? Why should I do it? But to make him be a free man, a member of Klai Yisrael, that I'll do. Underlying this issue here is, and Rav Shimon Gamliel is going to say, no, ben kach u ben kach yishtabed, no matter what your intention is, he becomes an eved, kosavar, because he holds, kishem shemitzvah liftos espenei chorin, just like you have a mitzvah to redeem free people, your neighbor, a Jew gets captured, isn't there a mitzvah to free? Of course there is, pidin shvoyim. So too, kach mitzvah liftos esavadim. The same mitzvah to do that to avadim. So according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, no one's going to have cheshbonos. Well, why should I do it? What do you mean, why should I do it? You have a mitzvah to do it. But according to the Tanna Kamma, that's going to come into your head. Why should I do it? I should spend my money so he's going to go back to him? Let him do it. So therefore, people aren't going to want to do it. But to free a guy from the goyim, so he's going to become a free man, and a full-fledged Jew, that'll do. According to Rav Gamliel, it's never going to get off the ground because you have a mitzvah to do it. So no one makes the cheshbon when you have a mitzvah. So they're arguing about what the chiyuv is. Right? What the chiyuv is. Fine. Rava Amar, an entirely different pshat. Rava says, la'olam la'achar yeyush. Really? It's after yeyush. So if it's after Yeish, Ulushum Eved Yishtabed L'Rabo Sheni, Lushum Ben Chorin. I'm sorry. Ulushum Eved Yishtabed L'Rabo Sheni. If you redeemed him to make him an Eved, he becomes your Eved. Why? It's after Yeish. Oh, master number one has no stake. He gave up already. But Lushum Ben Chorin, if you redeemed him to be a Ben Chorin, Lo Yishtabed Lo L'Rabo Rishon V'Lo L'Rabo Sheni. He doesn't go back to either one. L'Rabo Sheni Lo, of course he doesn't go back to the second one. To Holo Shein Ben Chorin Perkur. He redeemed him to be free. And why doesn't he go back to the first one? L'Rabo Rishon Nami Lo. To Holo Achai Yeish Hav. It's after Yeish. So that's for sure easy. Now, Rav Shir Megam Liel Omer, Ben Kach U Ben Kach Yishtabed. No matter what he goes, no matter what he's an Eved. Why? Kid Chizkiya. A whole nother reason. Why does he always go back to being an Eved? You know why? Because we don't want an Eved to think, listen, I'm here by the Goyim. You know what I'll do? I'll join the army. I'll join the Goyish army. I'll join the foreign legion. Why? Because that way I get out of being an Eved. No one's redeeming me. Maybe somebody will. Maybe some. All these guys thinking all these crazy things. You know what? We don't want anyone to do that. Umafkia atzmo miyad rabo. And he will try to be mafkia himself from being an Eved. To undo that, Chizkiya said, he always will become an Eved. Don't think he's going to run to the army. Somebody will redeem him. He'll be free. He'll be happy. No, 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 no. No matter who redeems him, he goes back to the master. That will stop him from wanting to run away. Because no matter what, he's going to go back. That's Chizkiya. Now, Meisvei, wait a minute. Amalehen, Rav Shir Ben Gamliel said, Kishem, just like, we said this 5 minutes ago, Kishem shemitzvah liftos es b'nei chorin, just like it's a mitzvah to redeem the b'nei chorin, kach mitzvah liftos es avodim. So too, it's a mitzvah to redeem avodim. Just like. So the Gemara says, Bishlom ala baya, according to Abaya, Damro says, lefnei yeyush, it's before yeyush, hayinu dika amar kishem. That's why we say kishem. Right? Just like it's before Yeish. So he's going back to the first master. Just like there, so too here. El Rava, but according to Rava, the Amu said, La'acha Yeush, that the whole Mishnah is talking about after Yeush, then hi Kishim. What do you mean Kishim? It doesn't make any sense. Bishum get the Chizkiyahu. It's because of Chizkiyah's thing about running to the army. Nothing to do with just like. So the Gemara says, you're right. Amalach Rava, or Shirming Amalil, Loha Viyadamaik Am Rabbanan. Rav Shir Ben Gamliel explains Rava didn't know what the Rabbanan were talking about, so they said V'hachika Amar Lo. This is what they said: Ilufnei Yeish Kam Rihu Su. If you're saying it's because of if it's before Yeish, Hainu Kishem, then what's the difference? Just like it's a mitzvah to free regular people, it's a mitzvah to free Avadim. And Ila Achar Yeish Kam Risu. If it's after Yeish, Kidechizkia, we still say he goes back because of Chizkia. Now the Gemara asks Ula Rava the Amar La'acha Yeish. According to Rava, who says it's after Yeish, Ularabo Sheni, and then if the second master buys him, the second master owns him. So the Gemara asks, wait a minute, Rabo Sheni Miman Konile, who did the second master buy him from? Who did he acquire him from? So the Gemara says, Mishabai, from the captor, right? So Mishabai Gufi Mikonile, what, did the captor own him? The Gemara says, in yes. Kanile lemaisa yadav. He acquired him for the purposes of his maisa yadav. Now he doesn't own his guf; he owns his right to work. It's all going to be learned out of psukim. Damar Rish Lakish. Minay laobid kochavim shekana es obid kochavim lemaisa yadav. How do you know that an obid kochavim, a goy, can buy and acquire another goy only for the purposes of making him into an eved, making him being able to work him, not for anything else? How do you know that? Shenemar. It says in Vayikra, the gam bnei atoshavim hagar b'imachem mehem tiknu atem kinuyim mehem, which means v'lohem konim mekem, goyim can't buy Jews, v'lohem konim zeh mizeh, and they can't buy each other, they can't own each other. Yachal, I would think lo yiknu zeh zeh, I would think they can't buy one from the other, they can't buy each other. So the Gemara immediately interrupts. I would think they can't. But he said lo konim zeze, they can't. So Gemara says, you're right. This is what we meant to say. Velohim konim zemize legufo. They can't acquire each other in terms of the guf. One guy cannot own another guy. Can't own their bodies. But Yachal lo yiknu zeh zeh lo maisi yadiv. I would think they can't even own the maisi yadiv. They can. Amar the kal v'chomer. We have a kal v'chomer. Oven kochavim Yisrael kone. Oven koch a guy, right? A guy, yeah. A guy can own a Jew. So oven kochavim, oven kochavim lo koshkein. So can't they own another guy? For maisi yadiv. Of course they can. How do we know they can own another Jew? We're going to see in a minute. So if they can own a Jew, they can own a guy. So and in Eved's no different. So we're going to get to that it's possible for a captor to own an Eved. The Eima Hanimili Bekaspa. Maybe that's only true by money. Aval Bechazaka Lo. But how do they acquire by Chazaka? Maybe only by cash, but not by Chazaka. So the Gemara's Amar of Papa, where Papa says, Amanu Moav. The lands of Ammon and Moab were not allowed to be taken over by Eretz Yisrael. They were not allowed to be. Why? Because they lost the right to take Ammon and Moab till La'asid Lavo. However, Tiharu B'Sichon, Sichon came, and Sichon was an Amori. Sichon came and captured Ammon and Moab, and so to speak was Metaharit to allow the B'nai Yisrael to now take it. So what do you see? Goyim can acquire land through Chazaka, right? Now, Ashkechon Oved Kochavim Oved Kochavim. That I know Goyim and Goyim. Oved Kochavim Yisrael Menolan. How do we know the same thing will apply for a Jew? The Chziv, because it says, I think it's in Parashas Chukas, Vayeshev Mimenu Shevi. And they captured a captive. So what do you see? What do we get from all this? Tosas explains why you need each one of these tzukim. You can't skip any steps. Oved Kochavim to Oved Kochavim, and a Jew and an Eved. It's all in the psukim. So what do you see? When the eved gets captured, he becomes like the property of the captor, at least for purposes of Maisi Yadayim, and then you can buy him from him. Fine. More on Avadim. Amr of Shemin bar Abba, Amr of Yochanan. Eved Shabarach in Beis Asurim. If an eved runs away, he runs away, he escapes. Yatzel Lecheiris, he goes out free. Velo owed, and not only that, Elosha Kofernes Rabo, Vikosiv Lo Get Shichur. We force him to write a Get Shichur. Because we want. Why is he free if he ran away? We'll explain in a few minutes. Also, based on a pasuk. So once he runs away, he's free. So if we see, we might as well write him a Get Shichur, then now he can get married. He can marry a Jew now. He's a free man. Tanan, Roshir Begamil Omer. And by the way, that memra was said by Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said that if an eved runs away, it goes free. Now we're going to have a kasha. What's the kasha? The kasha.
According to Rashi, he's running away from
Yeah, fine. He becomes free. Right. So Tanan, our Mishnah said, "Rashir Begavil Omer Bein Kach U Bein Kach Yishtave." No matter what, he goes back to being an eved. And the same Rabbi Yochanan said, "Kol makom shishana Rishir Megillah b'mishnasenu." Whenever Rishir Megillah is mentioned in a Mishnah, maybe not a Brisa, but a Mishnah, yes, halacha kamoso. The halacha is like him, chutz, except for three exceptions: orev, v'tzidon, v'raya achrona. Different three cases. Tzidon is actually in Gittin later on in the Masechta. Orev is a cosigner. Tzidon is a get from Tzidon, and raya achrona is after you say you don't have any aidim to prove your case. You claim Edom showed up. So do we believe you or not? Okay. Now, Rabbi Yochanan said that if an Eved runs away, he goes free. But Rabbi Yochanan also said that Allah is like Rashir Ben Gamliel. That said, an Eved never goes free. He always goes back. So which one is it? So the Gemara says, Bishlom Allah Abai, according to Abai, it's not such a kasha. Muki la lahai lefnei yeish, vahai la'achai yeish. One's before yeish, one's after yeish. El l'rava. But according to Rava, the Amar who said La'achar Yeish, Kasha Rabbi Yochanan Ad Rabbi Yochanan, why did Rabbi Yochanan say that if the Eved runs away, he goes free, but yet he holds like a Shir Ben Gamliel that the Eved does not go free? So Amalek Rava, time of my, what was the whole reason that Rava said that Rabbi Shir Ben Gamliel said that the Eved doesn't go free is Mishum the Chizkia? Why? What's Chizkia said? Because we're afraid he's going to run into an army. So the Gemara says Boreach Shiny. If you run away from the Goyim, it's different. Hashta, Lakatla, Masa, Lanafshe. He was about to be killed, right? So Apule, Apple, Nafshe, Lagaisos. He was hanging around by Goyim. that he was being brutalized by the Goyim. So he managed to escape. So if a Chashash now is going to go join the army, that's crazy. So the whole Chashash of Chizkiah didn't apply here, and that's why Rabbi Yochanan held that in the case of running away, it's different, and then he becomes a free man by running away. Again, why does he become a free man? The Gemara will say in about 20 more lines.
So far, so good?
Amse demar Shmuel ishtaboy, the maidservant of Shmuel was captured, and Purke, they redeemed her. Who redeemed her? Shmuel's friends. His Talmidim, maybe. They redeemed her, Lashum Imhasa, to bring her back, to continue to be the maidservant. Vishadru alay, and they returned her. So Shalchalei Anon, Kershir Megamil Sviralon. First of all, then they told her, Shmuel, don't worry. Either you hold like Shmuel Ben Gamliel, who said that it goes back, so we followed it. Inami Karabanan Sviralach. And even if you hold like the Rabbanan, meaning the Tanakhana, who said it depends. So you know what? Anon Lashum, I must like a Parkinan Lanahele. We did it to bring her back. So she goes back to you. But the problem is, the Inhu Savar Shmuel held, they thought, Lefnei Yishavi. It was before Leish. But Velohi, it wasn't true. La'achar Yishavi. It was after Yeish. Shmuel already gave up. So we said that if once the master gives up, there's no way it's going back, according to the Tanakhama. What? Right. Now, not only that, Shmuel lomi boy dishtabudi lo mishtabid ba. Not only does the shliach, does the eved not go back, but elagita dechirusa namilo itzrucha. It doesn't even need to get shichur. And this explanation of not needing to get shichur could carry us through everything we've said till now. Shmuel etaimei. Shmuel's consistent. The Amar Shmuel hamafkid avdo yatzel lechirus. If you free your eved, he goes out free, and the einotzar will get shichur. You don't need to get shichur. Why not? Shenamar, the pasuk says, V'chol eved ish miknas kesef. The pasuk says that by carbon pesach, if you want to do a carbon pesach, if you want to make a carbon pesach, you have to have all your avodim have a bris milah. If one of your avodim doesn't have a bris milah, then you yourself can't eat the carbon pesach. Not forget, you have to have the bris milah. All your avodim have to have a bris milah also, and I think your children. So, but the pasuk is a funny lashon. V'chol eved ish. Should have v'chol eved. Any eved that's your property has to have a bris milah. What's the word ish? So the Gemara says ish avad ish v'lo avad isha. What? Only a man and not the slave of a woman. What's the difference? Ella eved sheyesh lo rashus l'rabu olav kori eved. The only time you're called an eved is when you're an ish over that eved. You're a master, but she'ain lo rashus l'rabu olav. If you have no rashus over him, ain kori eved. He's not long an eved. He ran away. You're not the master over him. He ran away. That's the answer for all these cases. The guy runs away, so you're not in charge of him. He's in charge of himself. He ran away. Once he runs away, he's no longer an Eved. Why? Because you have no control over him. He ran away. Amse, difficult story here. Amse de Rabbi Abba Bar Zutra, the maidservant of Abba Bar Zutra, was Ishtaboy. She was captured. Now, Pirkei Avot Tarmuda, some guy, a guy from Tarmud, some town, he redeemed her, Lashon Mitzvah. He's going to marry her. Nice girl was captured, right? She was a servant, so she knows how to take care of house and home. So he's going to marry her. And what happened? So, but she's an Amma. She's a Kananis. She has a din of a... She's Mechuyavis and Chatzi Mitzvos, like a Jewish woman. Shalchil El Zidei, Iyoz Avdis? What should we do for her? Should we try to redeem her? So he sent back, Shadule Gita de Chairusa. Send her a get shichur. Free her. So the Gemara says, free her? What for? Hechi dami, what for? Idimatsi pirkila. If they had the means and the ability to redeem her. So lamale gita de Chairusa. Why are you giving her a get? Why are you giving her a get? So what should we do? Should we try to redeem her or free her? So if they had the means to redeem, to get her back, why just freeing her? And e the low mati pirkei law, if they couldn't redeem her, kishadu leget shechirusa mayhavi. What is sending a get shechur going to help? She's stuck by the guy. What are you freeing her for? So the Gemara says, no, la'olam demati pirkei law. No, they had the means to free her. They had the money. They just didn't have the ability. So what they do, v'kivin de meshadil agita de chirusa, once they send her a get shichur, now the townspeople, the Jewish townspeople will say, look at this, there's a Jewish girl that's captured. So what's going to happen? Chabur mechabri ahadariu parkila, they're going to band together and try to free her. Now she's Jewish. Why is she Jewish? Because they freed her. Now they freed her halachically. Now they have to free her in Metzias. They got to get her out of there. Now they'll do it. Really, they didn't have the ability to free her. They didn't have the money. They didn't have the ability. Or maybe the guy wasn't interested. He doesn't care about the money. He wants a wife. So, v'kiven de meshade lagita de chirusa, once they send her the get, mislaza ba'ape, he'll become cheapened in her eyes. In other words, once they free her, she's going to become cheapened in the eyes of this guy. Well, I thought I was getting an alma, a maidservant. Now I'm getting a regular Jewish girl. I don't want a Jewish girl. Umfarik la, and he's going to then say, you know what? Now I don't want you. Now I'll redeem you. Now, very difficult statement. Not for now. V'omamar, but we learned elsewhere, Masechta Avodah Zarah, that Chaviva Lahen Behemtan Shel Yisrael, Yosef Mishnah Segen. How could you say that this guy would no longer be interested in this Jewish girl? The Gemara in Avodah Zarah says that goyim would rather live and sleep with the animals of Jews more than the women of Jews, because they're so depraved. That's a difficult line, but we'll leave it at that. So the Gemara says, V'hani Mili Betzina, that's only in private. Avo Befer Hesia, but in public, Zila Bamilsa. No, in public, nobody acts like that. Even in private, if they do, is a question. But the Gemara assumed they did maybe back then. It was a different world. So, but certainly in public, he would not act that way. And he would at least pretend that she has now been cheapened in his eyes. Fine. Next one. Hayya Masa Dahavi Pumpadisa. There was a girl from Pumpadisa. Dahavi Kama Abdi Ba Inchi Isura. The men were being very loose with her. They were doing Yisurim with her. Why? Because she was a slave. She was not a Jewish girl. She was a slave. So Amar Abaya said, "E lav the Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel. If not for the fact that Yehuda Amar Shmuel said, Kol HaMashachar Avdo over Ba'asei, if not for the fact that you're not allowed to free such a girl, because you're not allowed to free Avadim Kananim, Have kaifna la lamara. I would force the master because of lagita de chirusa. Free her. Why? Once you free her, they'll leave her alone. Well, now she's a Jewish girl. Nobody picks on Jewish. I mean, they do, but it's much less prevalent to pick on a nice Jewish girl. Oh, the avada nobody cares about. So Abaya said, I'd free her. Why? You're asking why didn't he? 1 second. Ravina Amar, what do you mean? Ki hamodu of Yehuda mishum milsa di isura. What do you mean? To save the girl from isur, of course you can free her. Like we started off by saying, to save her from goyim you can free her. To save her, so va'amra v'abaya mishum isuru lo. Abaya held, no. Why? So the Mefarshim explain, because the master should have guarded her. The master should have guarded her. What do you have to free her for? Guard her, make sure it doesn't happen. You're in charge of the household. What are you letting these men go and violate her for? You could be in charge of her. So what's the answer to that? The answer to that, Mistama, is it's much easier to guard a Jewish girl than to guard a guy or an Eved. Not a guy, an Eved. Much easier, right? Because it's built into the mentality that the Avadim are very, very belittled. And you know what, right? We know how it is. 1 minute. And Abaya for an Isser wouldn't want to do it. But Amar, so we said why? Because he could guard her. But the Gemara asked, Hamar of Chanina Rav Katina, Amar Vitzchak Maisa Beisha Achas. So it was a story with a woman. Shechetzia Shivcha Vechetzia Baschorin. She was half and half, half free, half not free. The Kafu was Rabba Vasa Baschorin. And they forced the master to make her free. So what do you mean, Abaya, that you don't want to force? They did this to this girl. So the Gemara, V'amar of Nachman Bayitzchak, Minag Hefker No Guba. They were treating her like Hefker. They were mamash abusing her. They were violating her. So Abaya, what's your problem? So the Gemara says, Hachi Hashta, Hosam Lola Avid Chazia of Lola Ben Chorin. Lola Avid Chazia of Lola Ben Chorin Chazia. This girl couldn't marry anybody. She couldn't marry an Eved Kanani because she's half Jewish. She couldn't marry a Jew because she's half an Eved. She's stuck. So for such a girl, of course we'll go out of our way to to free her and make her okay. But here there's a regular, she's a full-fledged Eved Kenani, a female Eved Kenani. What do you want to do? So guard her. Hacha efshar t'miyachid lola avdei u'mintalei. Guard her. The Gemara says it itself. That's it. Make a shomer, right? Make sure she's safe. And that's it. She won't be mizalzel. Fine. Gufo, we just said, Amar v'huda mashmuel. Kol ha-meshacher avdo over ba'asei. If you are free in Eved Kenani, you're over in asei. What's the asei? Shenemar lo'ola behem tavodu. They should stay forever. Meisve, what do you mean? Meisav Rabbi Eliezer. There was a story with Rabbi Eliezer. Shenichnas beveis ha-kneses. He came into shul. V'lo matzah ba'asara. He didn't have a minion. How many did he have? Mustama, he had 9. The Shichro Avdo, he freed his Eved, the Shlimula Asara, and he made 10. So what do you mean there's such a thing as an Eved? What do you mean there's a mitzvah not to free an Eved? Rabbi Eliezer did it. So the Gemara answers, mitzvah shiny, a mitzvah's different. Right? Now, this Gemara appears elsewhere in Shas, and over there, the Gemara continues. And what does the Gemara say? It's a mitzvah baba veira. Right? It's a mitzvah baba veira to free the Eved. Fine, he did a mitzvah. So it's a baba veira. So the Gemara answers. What's the Gemara answer? Mitzvah derabim shiny. So mitzvah for the rabim is different. That's what the Gemara answers there. Why doesn't the Gemara say that here? We'll talk about that in 2 minutes. But the first question that the Gemara, that everyone asks is, how can davening, which is a derabanan, Bidocha the asay de oraisa of freeing an Eved? How could that be? Right? What do we do? We only had 9. I don't have a minion. So I'll free my Eved. What did the Gemara say? How could you do that? No, it's a mitzvah. There's only a mitzvah de Rabbanan. There's only a mitzvah de David de oraisa. We're going to see in a minute. Some say that it was Parsha Zachar. It was Shabbos, Parsha Zachar, and de oraisa. We're going to get to that in a minute. But that's not the standard answer. The standard answer is, The Ramban says that the reason why you can't free an Eved is because you're doing him a favor. I'll do you a favor, I'll make you a free man. Nobody wants to be an Eved. That is the only time it's usher. But if you're freeing the Eved because you want to have a minion, that's not usher. That's not in the isser of all of them tavodu. The problem is that in the Gemara in Brachas, where the story continues, and the Gemara asks, mitzvah baba vera, what a vera? What a vera is it? No, a vera now. What? So the Yad Eliyahu says, remember in that Gemara there in Brachas, where the Gemara continues and says, mitzvah baba vera, there were 8. Or there were 2 of, the Yad Eliyahu says, there were 2 avadim there. You had 2 avadim, and you freed 1. So whichever one you freed, you're doing him a favor. Because you could pick the other one. So whichever one you freed, you're doing him a favor. So the Gemara asks, mitzvah baba vera. And the Gemara answers, no, mitzvah derabim shiny. But over here, there's only 1 Eved. So you didn't do any favor for him. The favor was for you. That's the whole law. That's the Ramban. That's the Kasha and Teretz on the Ramban. The Ramban gets another answer, which is an unbelievable answer. You know what he says? He says, see from here how important davening is. Davening with a minion. See how important it is. Could even be over this daraisa, and I say daraisa for having a minion. Unbelievable. That's the Ramban second shot. The Rashba says it's again like we said because.
Daraisa only according to an Eved.
What?
Only according to him to not
go to be a slave. No, it says in the Torah, but all
of them have tavodu. So why does some daraisa not hold that?
We're going to see in a minute. Because you're right. The Gemara is going to say that in 5 minutes. Rabbi Eliezer for sure held. That it was a mitzvah. That's a mitzvah. Some might not have held it. Some might not have held it. Some held it's a darabanan. It's a tzatznachta. So if it's a darabanan, it's not an issue, right? But assuming it's a daraita, which Rabbi Eliezer certainly held, how can he do it? Why is davening more important than that? According to him, it is. So how can he do it? So either davening is a chashuv, or the Ramban says you're only not allowed to free them if it's for a reason to do them a favor. What? Or you say it's parsha zachar. Or the Ritva says, right, the Meiri says, we're makel by this mitzvah because it doesn't apply to the whole Klal Yisrael. You know why? Because not everybody owns slaves. So it's already a weaker thing. The Chinuch says, unbelievable. The Chinuch says, unbelievable how someone would say this in the Middle Ages, you can't say it today. The Chinuch says, the whole reason why you're allowed to have, why you're not allowed to free Avadim, is because the Avadim do your work, and you can do mitzvahs. You don't have to do work, let them do it. But here, it's for a mitzvah. I can't do the mitzvah, I can't daven, I don't have an eved, I don't have 10 people. So freeing him, it's not the whole purpose of the reason not to free them doesn't apply. That's what the Chinuch says. Now, why did the Gemara here ask about mitzvah bav avera? Why did the Gemara stop? So, like the Chamuda says, the machlokas and sugyas. This Gemara holds. It's not true. The Yad Elio said from before that the reason why we didn't ask it is because there's only one Eved here, not two. So we don't ask it. That's why we don't ask it. The Chassam Sofer says, listen to this lumbus. The Chassam Sofer says as follows. He says, over there in Brachas, what happened? You didn't have a minion. So you freed the Eved. Now you have a minion, but you did the Aveira first. So you freed him, and now you're going to use him for a minion? That's a mitzvah bav Aveira. But in this case, here in Gittin, on Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis, it was Parsha Zachar. And the Gemara is going to say on Wednesday that if you give, sometimes you can do an action to an Eved that makes him into a free man. For example, you give him a pair of tefillin. Avodim don't wear tefillin. Women don't wear tefillin. Mitzvah says Shasman Grama. You give an Eved a pair of tefillin, you made him a free man. What are you giving him tefillin for? Another way to make him a free man, it's a question, but we're going to assume yes, is you give him an aliyah. So it was Parsha Zachar, and you call the Eved up for an aliyah. And the Adon, the master, sitting in the shul, and the master's the Gabbai, and he calls up his own Eved for an aliyah, for Parsha Zachar. By calling him up, he now freed him. It's like giving him a pair of tefillin. Because he's making him do a chiyuv. He's making him under a mitzvah. And it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. So the mitzvah and the avera come at the exact same moment. And you know what? That's not mitzvah b'avera.
The mitzvah d'oraisa there is not... How do you compare it?
It's tolein parashat zachar. So, right? That's an amazing thing.
He's going to be the only one in the shul laying parashat
zachar. Right. It's the only aliyah of the year that's d'oraisa. Right? Okay, that's a whole lumbus about Parashat Zachar. We're not getting into that.
So it
still
makes more sense.
Right, we're going to have it on Wednesday. The calling up for an aliyah is not so Parashat. The tefillin is much more Parashat. But it's a great explanation why we don't go down that road, because it's not an issue. Only an issue over there where you freed him first. Here, the freeing him is at the same moment as the mitzvah, therefore there's no Aveira. Okay. That means that it was on Shabbos. That means the whole thing happened on Shabbos. The whole. No, so we said no. That's well. The Gemara's going to ask that right now. The Gemara's going to ask that. By the way, so that means he did this on Shabbos. That's also controversial. Can you free an Eved on Shabbos? Right? He called up on a Leon. The whole thing is so controversial. Everything you do is a Shiloh. But okay. Next, Tana Rabbanan. La'olabem tavodu is reshus. Div Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says only a reshus. Why? Because it could be that you only have a reshus to make them into an Eved. Otherwise it can kill them. Because they're Kanani. So it's a reshus. But we're talking about where maybe the mother is not a Kanani. And the father is. Some of Farshim say that. Rabbi Akiva Omer Chovah. It's a Chov. What do you mean? You have to make him an Eved. So it's no, but Dilma Rabbi Shmuel command Omer reshus. Maybe Rabbi Elazar held that it's a reshus, and that's why he freed him. You have to tell me all this crazy lumdus of the Parsha Zachar. No, he freed him because it was only a reshus. So the Gemara says he can't say that. Lo soka daitach, tetanya behedya, Rabbi Elazar omer chova. Rabbi Elazar said it's a chova. Once we're talking about freeing avadim, the Gemara gives two lines of agadata. Omer rabba, bahani tlas mili, for the following three things that people do wrong, Nachti balabata minichas sehon. People lose their possessions. They become poor. Want segula for poverty? Here they are. Number one, the mafki of dayu lecherusa. They free their avadim to cherus. Number two, v'desayri minichasayhu b'shabsa. They go check out their property on Shabbos. They go see what's doing with their jobs on Shabbos. And number three, the kavisu daisu b'shaita into the Beit Midrasha. They schedule their lunch when the Rav's giving shir. Right? Oh, I can't go to that drasha. That's my lunch hour. Right? That's what they do. So you do those three things. It's a segula to be poor. Why? Why these three things? All of a sudden, out of the blue, what's with these three things? So the Gra says, because all three of them appear like mitzvos. I'm freeing my Eved. I'm making him do more mitzvos. Right now, he's going to do mitzvos like a Nisha. I'm going to free him. Look at me. I'm such a tzaddik. Right? Number two, I'm checking out my properties. Oh, I want to make sure there's no Ashavas Aveda. There's nothing Hezek over there. It's all good. Right? And what about eating during the drasha? Onik Shabbos. I should not eat Onik Shabbos. Right? The world was created for Onik Shabbos. That's what the Gra says. Chavetz Chaim says, you know what you see from here? This is a punishment for violating this issue of Shabbos. Imagine if you violate a real issue of Shabbos. Imagine. This is for such a small little nothing. Look what happens to you. Imagine. So it's such a wake-up call. The Chassam Sofer says, these three things parallel the three things in the Gemara Shabbos and Kufi and Tess says that make you rich. What are those? If you're careful with your maestros for the Aniyim and the Levium, not for Avadim. Number two was your Mechabit the Torah. You don't eat during the Torah Drasha. You're Mechabit, you go to that Drasha. And number three is your Mechabit Shabbos. You don't go walk around to the border and go check out your property. The Maharal says, Hashem gave you things. Hashem gave you riches. Hashem gave you avadim. Why are you freeing them? Why are you freeing them? Nobody would take dollar bills and flush them down the toilet. Nobody does that. Why are you taking your avadim? Why are you taking the dollar bills Hashem gave you? Why are you freeing them? You're freeing them, but I want Hashem to take away more from you. He'll take away more from you. Number two, Hashem gave you Shabbos. Shabbos is the day where the bracha of your whole week's parnas. There's no such thing as making money on Shabbos. What are you going down to your property for? To check out what's doing. You're begging to have it all taken away from you. What are you doing that for? And the last thing is, you're eating, the whole thing of eating while the drush is going, you're flaunting your food. The Rav's giving a drasha. You're supposed to be at that drasha. So everything you're doing is mamish. It's mamish a segula. Please, Hashem, like you're begging, Hashem, take it away from me. Hashem, you know what? I'll take it away from you. Unbelievable. Dein Yaakov says, last one. All these three things, you do. You're really doing all these three things because you want to become richer, and they're all no good. Why are you freeing your slaves? Because you made a cheshbon. It cost more to feed them than to have them be here. So I'll get rid of them. Why are you eating when the drasha is taking place? Because then no one's going to come knock on your door. Everybody else is by the drasha. So now I'll eat. I won't have anyone to serve. No one else is coming for food, for a handout. I'm here. And the third one, again, about checking out the land. I'm only really doing it because, you have some cheshbon about, when no one's around, maybe it's Shabbos, and then you could somehow sneak around a little bit of the... So everything you're doing is really doing it to make money. But you know what? That's not the way to go about it. So we just spent 5 minutes on how to all these segulas. Anything for a segula for parnasa we'll do, right? No matter what it is, we'll do. Here you have guaranteed segulas for poverty. We stay away from them as best as we can. Okay. Next, the Gemara actually now is very hard. But before we get to the hard, two more lines of easy. The Amar of Chia bar Abba, Amar of Yochanan. Shtei mishpachas hayu b'Yerushalayim. There were two families in Yerushalayim. Achas kava sudasa b'Shabbos. One made their suda on Shabbos during the time of the Rav's drasha. V'achas kava sudasa b'erev Shabbos. And one made a suda on erev Shabbos. V'shtehen nekru. Both of them were gone. What's wrong with making a suda on erev Shabbos? Rashi has two pshatim, and they're both controversial. One is he says you made your suda. You made suda. On Friday night. And you know what? The main suda is supposed to be on Shabbos morning. That's one of the reasons why we eat challah on Shabbos morning. We try so hard to make with hot food on Shabbos. Why? Because the main suda is supposed to be in the morning. The problem with that pshat, it doesn't say Leil Shabbos, it says Erev Shabbos. That's the problem with that pshat. The second pshat Rashi says is, you're not supposed to eat on Friday to come into Shabbos, and you're not hungry. The problem with that shot is, there are Gemaras where they were sitting around on Friday eating, Shabbos came, what'd they do? They put a tablecloth on, made kids, they continued eating.
They started so much earlier.
Oh, so either they started so much earlier, or most Mefarshim say that was a one unusual type of, that wasn't every week. And there was a bris, a pidgin aben, some a rare thing happened, they did that. But to do that every single week, that's not appropriate. Right.
Some say you have to eat a lot, some say you have to eat a
right, the same machlokas, right. Right, so we try not to eat on Erev Shabbos, so that we can have, coming into Shabbos, that's exactly what they did. Every Friday afternoon they had a big meal. So that's what Rashi said. So the problem with that is, but there are Gemaras where people did it. Rav, whatever, there's a Gemara Msachin, the Rav used to do that. So the Gemara answers that you didn't do it every week. Yeah, once in a while there was a Simcha, something came up, and it happened that way. Not every week. Every week it's a big zilzul in Shabbos. So either way it's a zilzul in Shabbos. That doesn't, people, in the winter it's easy. In the winter it's easy to be machmer in this halacha. I'm not going to eat until it's Friday, so I can have, in the summer it's not so easy. When Shabbos is at 8 o'clock at night. But okay. Okay, now it gets hard. Amar Rav. Hamakdish Avdo. If somebody's Makdish is Eved, if somebody says, I'm donating my Eved to the Beis HaMikdash, Yatzel Lecheir, which he goes out free. My time of why? Because Gufo Lo Kaddish, you can't be Makdish, the Guf of an Eved, to be on the Beis HaMikdash. You know why? Because an Eved can't be a carbon. He's a human being. No such thing as a human being a carbon. Only animals, only kosher animals. And you know what? Lidemi, this is a very, very difficult line. Lidemi Lo Ka'amar. You didn't make him into money. In other words, what's that? Back up a minute. There are two types of things you could donate to the Beis HaMikdash. You could donate a carbon, flour, or an animal that's right to be a carbon, and you can donate anything else. So if I donate this shtender, it becomes Kedusha, and the Beis HaMikdash will sell the shtender, and with the money, do whatever they want. So you can't be Makdish, an Eved, to be a carbon. He's not a carbon. And for whatever reason, the Gemara here says you also didn't have him in mind to be Makdish him for the money. I'm donating my Eved to the Beis HaMikdash. They could use him to help schlep bricks, or they could sell him. For whatever reason, we're not assuming you meant that. So what did you mean? You meant Dilahave Am Kadosh. What do you mean you're Makdish? You want him to be part of the Am Kadosh, meaning you're freeing him. Kamar, that's what you meant. Rabbi Yosef Amarav, same thing. Hamafkir avdi yotzel lecheiros. If you're mafkir him, he also goes out free. Obviously, mand amar makdish kolshkin mafkir. If you makdish him, for sure, if you mafkir him, but mand amar mafkir avol makdish lo, but not makdish. Why not dilma l'demeka amar? Maybe you meant it for the money, even though we said that it's difficult because he didn't say it. But why should we assume you meant it to be free? Maybe you wanted to donate the money. So, tzarech get shichur or lo tzarech? Do you need a get for that? That's what you asked me before about free. Do you need a get shichur for that?
Hey.
What?
Hey.
For any of this, right? Toshma, damar of chia bar av and amar rav, echad zeh v'echad zeh yotzeh l'cheretz v'tzarech get shichur. Rav says, yes, you do. You need to get shichur. Amar rabba, but wait a minute, umos v'ina nashmaitzin. We have a Mishnah that says, hamach memra. A member from Tanoim, Hamachdish Nechasov, if you're Machdish, you're Nechasim, Fahayu Behen Avadim, and there were Avadim in there, Ein HaGizbar Mosharim Lahotzi in Lecheiros, the Gizbar can't set him free, Aval Mochun Oson Lacherim, he could sell him to others, Vacherim Otzi in Oson Lecheiros, and then the others could let him go free. Rebbe Omer, Omrani, I say, Af Hu Nosin Deme Atmo, he could even buy himself back. Viotin, he can go out free. He's selling himself. So Rav said that you do need to get shichur, and if this mission says you don't, he goes free. So the Gemara says, Masnis and Karamas Allah to Rav. What, you have a mission against Rav? Rav, Tana Hu Palik. Rav has the status of a Tana. He can argue on that Mishnah. Right? Why does Rav have the status of a Tana? So why can't an Amora argue on a Tana? Either because it's a kavod issue, and Rav was on the cusp, so he doesn't have that kavod issue. Or another removal in the Masorah, and Rav again is on that border, so he doesn't have that Masorah issue. So either way, he could argue. Toshma, now it says, Ach kol cherem, me adam, elu avadim ushvachot hakananim. That what? That they go free. Now, Rav can argue on the Mishnah, but he can't argue on the Pasuk. So the Pasuk seems to say that they go free without a get. So the Gemara says, "Hachamayeskin and the Amalu Demi." No, in that pasuk, in that case, you said them value. the value. If that's true, maybe in our Mishnah, instead of saying Rav argued, just say that the guy was makdish him the value. So the Gemara says it doesn't make any sense. If so, ain hagizborin rishayin lahotziyin lecheiris, then the gizbor can't let him go free. Gizbor, what gizbor? He becomes the property of the Beis Hamikdash. If that's what you meant, v'su avol mokun oso lacherim, you could sell him to others. Lacherim motziyin oso lecheiris. Acherim, what are others doing here? V'su also, Rabbi Omer, Omer ani afu notzin to me atzmo, he buys himself. V'yotzin evnei shu kamokolo, he can, because he says if he could buy himself. V'ilu d'mi, but if you make him the value to the Beis Hamikdash, my evnei shu kamokolo. What do you mean? Because he could sell himself, he could buy himself. That doesn't make any sense. Obviously, it can't be that you meant to say I'm donating his money. What you really meant was he goes free. Okay, we'll stop here, and we'll pick up the next time we meet, right over here on Lamed Ches Amud Beis. Everybody, have a good day.